my precious listeners. You're listening to a mini-episode of That's Entertainment. What do you know? It's me, your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone. Now, you may have thought we were in the middle of a summer break, and well, we are. Aunt Beth and I are recharging our batteries a bit. But hey, something is brewing in the pop culture world. The Emmy nominations have been announced. So, you know, we just had to say something about that. So, yeah, we're still basically in the midst of a break, but I had to hop on the microphone and share my thoughts, because I've always got thoughts when the TV Academy says what's what. And, let's go ahead and take a look-see through these nominees and see what we have to say about them. Okay, so Aunt Beth is not here right now. She's in Maine. I think she's got some familial visitors. They're probably hanging out by the pool. I'm recording this on a Friday afternoon. It is so hot. It's too hot. I could use a pool outside my apartment here in Brooklyn. My landlord, if you're listening, please install a pool. Thank you very much. I will only pay $10 more in rent if you put a pool in, but please do put that pool in. Anyway, so so Aunt Beth's not here, but she did text me. She noted that Ted Lasso and Handmaid's Tale did quite well in nominations. Yes, they did, and she's very happy about MJ Rodriguez. Aunt Beth and I quite famously are fans of Pose, and we were happy to see it represented a little bit here in these nominations, including MJ for lead actress in drama. So anyway, let's see what else we got. Oh, well, first of all, before I get into anything else, why are all these Hamilton actors being nominated in the limited series or TV movie acting categories? These are their stage performances. I mean, like, did they act any differently than they did on any other night that wasn't recorded for the Disney Plus recorded edition of the show? If we're gonna have actors in recorded pre-recorded specials like these, that especially if they've already been recognized by other awards bodies, then they need to have their own category. If that's how we're going to do it, just give them a weird category, the best actor in a pre-recorded or extra special recorded variety or not so variety special, but whatever it's got to be. But I mean, come on. Okay, anyway. Well, all right, we got Outstanding Comedy Series. We got, let's see, wow. Cobra Kai, where did that come from? I don't know, people like these Karate Kiddos. Emily in Paris, I thought that was a show that people made fun of for how bad it was. But is that a joke nomination? I don't know, I have not watched the show. Let's see, Pen 15 is my favorite of the shows that is nominated. I love that show, it's a great show. I don't think it's going to win. I think Ted Lasso will win. Ted Lasso is huge this year. Drama series. Wow, The Boys. I know people like it, but apparently Emmy voters do poo-poo. Why did I say but? That wasn't, was that the right conjunction? Anyway, that was a surprise, but not a shock, because it has been doing well in other awards ceremonies. Anyway, of course I won't pose to win. What do I think's going to win? Probably The Crown. I think this has been the most acclaimed of all of The Crown's seasons. I've not watched The Crown, but I'm kind of interested. There's so much TV. Limited or anthology series, was that renamed this year or was it renamed that last year? It was this year they renamed it Limited or Anthology Series. Obviously WandaVision is my favorite there. I May Destroy You, Mayor of Easttown, also nominated. I have not watched any episodes of those series. Queen's Gambit, I've watched 2 episodes. The Underground Railroad, I've watched 1 episode. Standing competition program, where is The Masked Singer? I'm sorry, the entire world has been revolutionized around that show. I don't know what the Emmys are doing, not at the very least acknowledging it. Ooh, variety talk series. Conan gets in there on his last ever year on TBS. What do you know? It's I approve. Anyway, okay, what else we got? I want to mention variety sketch series. There's only two nominees in this category. There's the same two as last year. Last year it was also only two. Black Lady Sketch Show and Saturday Night Live. And that's because the variety branch of the Emmys, of the TV Academy, has a rule that if there's only a certain number of shows eligible, there were 9 submitted in the ballot this year for a variety sketch series. That means only 2 made the cut. And I'm like, well, what if 5 or 6 were great? Why not nominate 5 or 6? I mean, for that matter, why not nominate all 9 if all 9 of them were excellent? You're the one making the rules. I mean, you know, unless they did think these were the only 2 great shows, but if that's what they think, then they're wrong, because they left off How To with John Wilson, and Whose Line Is It Anyway, and a few shows that I didn't watch that might be good. Anyway, what else we got? What are some actor highlights? Wow, Kenan Thompson, among a few people getting doubly nominated. He's once again nominated for SNL, and he's even nominated for his own show, which is called Kenan. It's named after him. He's named Kenan, and the show is also named Kenan. But I don't think he's going to win. I think Jason Sudeikis is going to win. Ted Lasso got a bunch of nominations. Oh, boy. What else did I love? What else did I have to say about here? What do I want to say? One other thing I want to say. So there's some shows here that just got a ton of nominations. Like SNL got a bunch of acting nominations. Ted Lasso did. The Handmaid's Tale did. Lovecraft Country got quite a few. The Crown. So if you looked it over, it's like, you know, there's not a huge amount of variety among the nominated shows in the major categories. You know, there were a few surprises that popped in, some under the radar possibilities. But, you know, it seems like I got the sense that, it was the pandemic year, so TV was affected. Certain shows that would have been airing new episodes in late 2020 or early 2021 had a longer than expected hiatus in between seasons, you know, like Succession, for example. Probably last year's drama series winner probably would have been eligible in a normal TV ecosystem this year, but instead I think its new season is preparing sometime this fall, and I get the sense that Emmy voters were like, there wasn't as much TV as usual. But that of course is bunk. There were still hundreds of new shows newly airing, maybe slightly less than normal. You know, guys, let's remember, it only took like 2 or 3 months after lockdowns were put into place. I guess about three, maybe 4 months. You know, the lockdowns went into place in March 2020, and then it was around July that TV production started kicking back up for most shows. So, guys, production was not shut down for that long. Some things were affected, but yeah. So we didn't need to load up so much on just a few particular shows. But hey, maybe this would have been how it had gone in a normal year anyway. Because sometimes the Emmys do that. They'll just be like, hey, we love this show. We're gonna give it as many nominations as possible. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I guess those were the main things I wanted to say. Let me have a swig of water and rehydrate a bit. Maybe I'll remember something else I might like to say. Nothing too urgent. We'll come through. We'll have more about the Emmys to say once we're back from summer break. I'll leave you that for now. This, was just a quick one, so no need to go too crazy and dehydrate myself. Anyway, yeah, so that's the Emmys. They'll be airing on CBS September 9th, 2021, if all goes accordion to plan. And in the meantime, yeah, I think we should be back in the swing of things sometime in August with new full episodes. And in the meantime, leave us a review. We'll read it on air. You could do that at any of your favorite podcast listening applications, or you could go to ratethispodcast.com/thatsentertainment. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And keep your remotes handy and your eyes open. But hey, if it's 90 degrees out there or 100 degrees out there, don't be too vigorous about keeping your remotes handy. You don't want to overheat. Please stay hydrated. Stay cool. I love you, all of you. And I'll say it again. But it's the stay cool version of it. Keep in mind, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open. Wait. Extra post-credits bonus content. Aunt Beth texted me while I was recording. I had asked her earlier, should I say that you were happy about Pose? And then she texted me back, yes, and The Handmaid's Tale. So I think I did convey that earlier when I mentioned The Handmaid's Tale and MJ Rodriguez at the top of the show. But yeah, so I was happy to see The Handmaid's Tale well represented. I thought this season was a big improvement over previous seasons. Maybe the best season so far. Anyway, yeah, so there you go. Post-credit scene over.